This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Ramble.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of You Can Sit With Us. My name is Maggie. I'm one of your hosts, and I am joined today by Matthew.
Hello.
Rainey's here on the ones and twos.
Hi.
And we have a very exciting guest today. We wanted to do another Ask the Expert. We wanted to do it in the topic of fashion. So I wanted to bring on one of my very close friends from elementary school, Monica Santos. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. So you went to fashion school. You currently work in the fashion industry.
I feel like we need to start from the beginning.
Right. That's what I'm thinking.
How did you and Maggie meet?
Kindergarten.
We
Kindergarten.
Met on the playground.
Yes.
Monica is literally one of my, like, first closest friends.
Wow.
Kindergarten. We were both. There was only two different little classrooms, mm-hmm. and I was in her classroom.
And then did you both go to the same school all through, like, high school or no?
So.
Similarly.
So yeah. We went, our elementary middle school was attached. Mm. Mm-hmm. So Monica and I went to school together from K through 8. Mm-hmm. And then we both went to different within the same school, because there's two all-girls school and one all-boys school. So she went to the rival all-girls school. And we, like, weren't as close when we were there. Yeah.
Oh, you're both Catholic school girls. Oh.
Yeah. So Monica knows. Yes. Monica's, like, known me the longest, probably, on anyone who will be on this pod, aside from my mom.
Wow.
Yeah. Monica was already, like, practicing or, like, expressing her fashion sense, like, as early as third grade.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What were you wearing in third grade?
Ties.
Ties?
Yes. Monica.
Oh my God.
Monica was very inspired by Avril Lavigne.
The thing is, it's so now. Like, yeah. The Avril Lavigne, like, emo, like, yeah. like Billie Eilish just wore one on the red carpet.
You're right.
And of the Barbie premiere.
The Barbie premiere, she was wearing very big, like, Etnies inspired mm-hmm. shoes, like skater shoes.
Very now.
You were ahead of your time.
You're giving me too much credit.
Yeah.
So, what was Maggie's fashion like when she was little?
I think it was similar, honestly. Because we would be, like, in group projects. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like Maggie and I kind of were in the know of, like, fashion and, like, pop culture. Mm-hmm. So we'd kind of, like, feed off each other.
Would you ever have coordinated outfit yes. days?
Do yes. you remember, like, the pink Dickies?
Yes.
Yeah, we had, like, a
You had group. Pink Dickie Day.
Yes.
Yes, we did.
Maybe it was on a Wednesday.
Yeah. On Wednesdays, we were pink.
Okay. But, yeah, we had, like, a number, and we all went to, like, Tilly's. And bought matching Dickies. Mm. Yeah. What Go else? To the mall on the weekends.
I know.
Go to Limited 2.
Limited 2. The hot spots. All the hot spots.
Monica saw me, you know. She understood me. We were both really, like, simpatico. Me.
Well, I heard about Maggie's, at middle school dances, you had to, like, follow a dress code. So you had this, like, really cool dress.
Oh, you're right. Yes. Okay, yes. Okay, so at middle school dances, we had to cover our shoulders.
Yes.
So, like, the shawl, and it was usually just, like, almost like mesh.
Yeah, that, like small little, like, bolero situation.
Mm. Yeah.
You had to make it cute.
With, like, beads sometimes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That, like, coordinated with your dress that you were wearing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, so how did you do it? Did you, or was it all the same shawl? Did they give you all
no,
the shawl?
No,
it
we
was
all had,
like,
our own little shawl.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like there was white, there was pink, there was.
Some people tied them.
Yeah. They probably had, like, sequins to match your, like, little sequin bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It didn't get in your way too much of being a fashion icon.
Or of dancing.
I feel like we just worked with it.
Yeah.
Like, at first we were kind of like, ugh. And after a while we were like, okay, we have to make it chic.
Yes.
And we have to coordinate.
Exactly.
Girl group.
Yes, exactly. It was like a dress from Windsor, but then make it fashion with a shawl.
Ooh.
Mm. Windsor.
Even
was
like
the
first
moment.
Communion.
Oh, yes.
Confirmation. Mm-hmm. Always a shawl.
The Holy Ghost will get you cold.
Who knew our shoulders and our collarbones were so
enticing?
Yeah, you had to make room for the Holy Spirit during dances.
Yeah, that's right. What they would do. Yeah.
So your fashion journey started in third grade, and then you guys split up for high school. Mm-hmm. How did it develop as like, so you were wearing ties then? How would you describe your style now?
I wear a lot of black. Lot of black.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. I think that's just stereotypical fashion person.
Yeah.
It's like you're just like on the go.
Yeah.
And my thing is like, my favorite thing to say is like desk to drinks. So are you cute when you're sitting at your desk? And then are you cute when you leave and then you go to the drinks?
Yeah.
Like you have to like multi, and then is it good on a plane? Mm-hmm. Is it good when someone takes a picture of you?
Right.
And black, it all goes together.
So true.
And then the hat.
You wear it well.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. It's a shawl.
As a show. The hack is you can also dye it black. So if it fades, then you dye it again and it's brand new again.
I've never done that.
Do you just put it
work?
Into the dryer?
In the washer.
Oh, in the washer.
Yeah. I've and then you get like a color catcher thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then your other clothes, if you just accidentally get like a white in there, a color in there, catches it.
Okay, so like what got you interested in third grade? Like what do you like about fashion? What do you like about style?
So there's two things. So my grandmother on my dad's side was, my dad's from Manila.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She was like the local seamstress. Mm. So she had like a sewing machine in the house. Mm-hmm. She would like make dresses. So that was kind of an inspiration for me.
Yeah.
And then I think every girl was so into like Laguna Beach. Oh, Hills, yeah. Lauren Conrad.
Gosh. Yeah. Monica was watching The OC on repeat.
Mm-hmm. The OC on repeat. Yeah. Like all of that. So it was just kind of like sparked my joy from third grade on.
So did she teach you how to use the sewing machine too?
Yeah.
So you knew how to sew.
Yeah. Yeah.
How big is sewing in fashion? Like, are you always sewing?
I'm not now, what I do right now. But yeah, like my electives in school, it was sewing, pattern making. Yeah. In school, some people are like, yeah, like I have this midterm, I have this paper. I'm like, I need to make a skirt by the end of this semester. I'm like in like downtown LA, like sewing, like using like industrial machines, freshman year, like learning how to sew.
Wow.
So what do you learn in fashion school?
You learn how to sew. You learn there's a lot of math.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, like if you want to go into like merchandising, and buying.
Oh, like business.
Yeah, business fashion, sketching, pattern making. Honestly, like there's like history classes. So you learn about like designers like Dior, Louis Vuitton.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's a whole like 4-year degree.
So what was always your favorite in fashion
for
school?
For me, so I actually went for merchandise product development, which is kind of a fancy word of like fashion design in like the modern world.
Mm.
So I like to call it like making IKEA instructions in the modern world, how to make clothing.
Mm.
But down the road, I kind of was like, I don't want to make IKEA instructions for the rest of my life kind of thing. Right. I'm kind of more into like the business side, the number side.
Mm.
I'm a super extrovert, so I kind of like talking to people, the customer, things like that. So like fashion design, like sketching and sewing, I was kind of like, I can't do this for the rest of my life.
No.
No. Yeah.
Do you do that now for yourself still or no?
Sewing and all that? Honestly, no. I wish I did, but I have a really good tailor.
Yeah. That's key.
Very key.
That's key.
I love her. Her name is Mimi. Like this.
Shout out to Mimi.
Yes. Especially as like a petite girl or a petite guy or whatever you identify as. A petite person.
Mm-hmm.
Like having a good tailor.
Mm-hmm.
Key.
Key.
Yeah.
Get everything fitting right. I know.
Yeah.
Actually, the best clothes I've ever gotten, I got made for me when I was in Vietnam.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. You got like custom pants?
Yeah. Like shirts. I got a couple of custom pants and I still wear them like all the time.
Oh, wow.
They just like fit the best. You know, they always look the best.
Yeah, anything that's custom.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Slay.
Slay. That's the way to do it, right?
So what were some projects that you did? Like you were talking about making a skirt. Like
sure.
Some of your favorite projects. Or like, did you have a capstone?
Yeah, so like ours. So the first 2 years was more like just fashion design driven. So I had to make a collection. And I actually did that in high school too. So I had an internship.
Doing fashion show.
Yeah, I had a fashion show in high school.
Wait. I remember. Yeah. Was it?
It was like O'Neal, like Roxy, Billabong.
Yeah, I vaguely remember this.
Yeah, it was like big with like Teen Vogue.
Oh,
and so like my classmate the year before me, she won the competition. So basically it's like you and other like five other girls, and you interview for an internship, and for 6 months you create a collection, and like you have like a standout like design, and the winner gets like $5,000 towards like college or whatever. If you don't need to go to college, you know, just a $5,000 check. But yeah, I won, and
oh my god, yeah,
the product was sold at PacSun.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Kendall and Kylie before Kendall and Kylie.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I need to see a photo. I feel like you should put it on your story. Put it on your Instagram story and I'll follow you.
Okay. Anyway, yeah.
Shout out to Rainey.
So that was like that part where it's like I was teamed up with like a product developer and we mass produced it. And so
this was when you were at Rosary? I did not know this fact.
Yeah. But yeah, so the first 2 years was like fashion design. Mm-hmm. So like making a collection. And then I had a capstone the next 2 years. So like a business plan. So I studied like a brand or a company. It was a group project. And then that was like our 100-page capstone thesis.
Oh, yeah. And the 200-page paper was about
like a brand.
One brand.
Yeah.
And it was like PacSun or was it like your brand?
No, it was like a standalone brand, kind of like Louis Vuitton or like Dior.
Whoa. Which brand did you do?
I did Dior. Yeah.
That's intense.
Yeah.
And you just sort of figure out the facets of like, how did they make this successful?
Yeah. And like the numbers and like a business model for them and like ways to be more sustainable. Like it was like this whole thing.
There's a lot that goes into it.
Yeah.
So interesting.
Do you have any embarrassing stories about Monica?
Ooh. About Monica?
Yeah.
No, I don't think I have anything like off the like. Monica was just always like rallying everyone. She was just like,
"Let's go, guys! Yeah.
Let's go!" Like the ringleader of every like fun memory, or like maybe we were getting in trouble, maybe we were like going somewhere. But Monica was just like always riling us up and organizing, and
especially at dances. I feel like
you like make sure everyone was dancing, having fun,
and looked cute,
and you're still like that.
Monica date anybody in middle school where you're like, oh my gosh, the hottest kid in school?
Monica had a crush. I won't say his name.
Oh my gosh.
And I
okay,
think
that is an embarrassing
that's
story.
That's a pretty embarrassing
was
story.
Was his name Blythe Stanley?
No. She loved this man. She was obsessed.
Yes.
Well, I could name actually two.
How many? Oh my gosh.
There was a main one though.
There was a main one for sure.
Yeah. Aww. Well, okay, to be fair, like he was new, and then I didn't know he had a crush on me. And then when
he had a crush on you?
He had a crush on me, and then when I found out I had a crush on him, he stopped. You know, typical boy. When you can't have them, that's when you want them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know what else to say about him without like identifying him, and I don't want to call him out. If anyone's like listening to this from middle school or high school, I feel like they'd be able to figure it out. Or actually, middle school.
Yeah. I feel like you and I, like everyone else was like into boys and you and I were like girls over guys.
Oh yeah. We were girls.
We were girls, girly girls.
We were girls.
Girly girls for sure.
We put our head down. We just wanted to hang out with our girls.
And dress cute.
Yeah.
Honestly. Mm-hmm. They would go on dates and I'd go to Maggie's house to get my hair straightened.
Yep.
Well, it has to be straighten very each other hair. Straight for the emo cuts.
Yeah, the bang, the perfect bang.
It has to be very straight.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Burnt.
So how, Monica, how has your relationship with fashion kind of developed? Like, I remember, I feel like there was not very many trends when we were younger. Like, everyone was kind of either in your emo phase or we were, like, dressing within, like, the polos and Hot Topic, Abercrombie. Do you feel like you have more options now that we're all older, have gone to fashion school? Like, where...
I know there's like the dilemma of like fast fashion and like obviously being in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I see it. I see both sides. I see where some people, they can't afford to get the luxurious things, the things that are more, I guess, made better, more sustainably. Is that even a word? More better?
More better.
But I don't know. For me, I try to purchase things that last longer, especially being in the industry, like cost per wear. I kind of try not to wear anything that's too trendy as much anymore. I think
you do. You are a queen of like capsule, not capsule wardrobe, because you do have a lot of variations, and you have like some days you're very like chic and like wearing lots of monotone, and other days I don't actually think I've seen you in like a crazy print before. You're very like on a Wintour.
I've tried.
On a Wintour.
I think maybe like just in Miami or like Vegas. But yeah, like very, I mean, right now it's like that whole like quiet luxury kind of situation. And I'm really into that. Yeah, like the capsule quiet luxury. I mean, just being in the fashion industry and just working like 12 hour days.
Yeah.
And just taking my head out of it. And also like things recycle. And I think developing your style, and you kind of, I feel like everyone's just like kind of downsizing. Once you've kind of tried every trend, but you see what really works for you and what is super flattering, what you feel comfortable with, especially like turning 30 and being the most confident I've ever been. I'm kind of like, let's not complicate it with something super trendy that I'm going to look back at a photo and be like, what were you thinking, girl? Like, what is that? And so I think, you know, practicality, if it's comfortable, if it's, you know, there's some sustainable element to it, if it's quality made. And then the other thing is I love buying like POC small business. That's great. Yeah. Like I feel kind of attached to that. I love supporting that. And
you thought a lot about just this one product or like one article of clothing, which is like nice.
Exactly. Or even, especially woman owned, like working for like women owned businesses, like hell yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
What is the best fashion tip that you've ever received or like come to be aware of?
Again, I think for me, if you find something that you really like and you really love and you want to keep forever, having a great tailor and having it custom to you, fitted for you, like you'll love and cherish that piece forever. And I feel like if you like anything you find and you can get tailored, that's like the hack that I found, no matter what, is like having the person who knows your dimensions.
Have that on record and stuff. Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Where do you find inspiration now? Like, because before I remember 17 Magazine, Teen Vogue. where else did we? I remember there was fashion blogs that you
Tumblr.
And I. Yeah, Tumblr,
oh my
for
gosh,
sure.
Tumblr. Fashion Tumblr.
Yeah, Pinterest. I still use Pinterest.
I love Pinterest.
Yes.
Honestly, talk about a girl who hasn't changed. Consistent.
It's
consistent.
Like Tumblr.
Mind your own business. Not trying to be like anyone else.
I love Pinterest. I love Instagram, honestly, like the Explore page. Honestly, instead of following celebrities, I found like following stylists that I really love.
Oh, okay.
That's really nice. Like you can kind of tell like what their DNA is like while, you know, dressing the celebrity. I really like celebrities, stylists who style like petite people a lot of the time or people who kind of like look like me most of the time, because I'm kind of like, that'll look good on me most of the time, rather than sometimes I'll look at a photo. I'm like, do I like what she's wearing or do I want to look like her?
Yeah.
And I think following a stylist who have a clientele that look like me, they're petite. Right. I'm kind of like, that'll work for me. Slay. Yeah.
Slay. Yeah.
What advice do you have for someone who's trying to find their own style?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh. I feel like that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, coming from a person who used to wear ties, experiment. Yeah. I know it's going to be cringy later, but you can look back and be like, hey, at least I tried it.
Yeah. Right.
You know? And I know a lot of the time I feel like I was so ahead of, I tried to be ahead of the curve, above the trend, like like Birkenstocks, for example, my sister and my parents would be like, okay, Jesus. Like before they were like a thing.
Right. Yeah.
So I think I know for me, I'm kind of like, don't always go with the trends because like to fit in, if you like want to try it, you want to experiment and you feel comfortable, go for it. Because in like a year from now, like it's going to be part of the fashion cycle. And most people are going to be like, you're going to be like,
Crocs are going to be back.
Yeah, exactly. And everything recycles itself.
Yeah.
And at least you can be like, hey, I tried it. And if you love it,
right.
Like, you know, you love it. Yeah. You know,
because so I just try.
Yeah.
We're a big try in this office
company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have a bunch of, speaking of like ties, we've got a bunch of like fashion sort of, little segments, but before we get into more of that, more background. So you go to fashion school, and then you're like, okay, I want to get into more of the business side. Mm-hmm. And then when you graduated, what kind of jobs were you thinking of? What was your first job out of college and how did you?
Sure. Oh my God.
They set you up with internships. I'm assuming. Yeah.
So oh my God,
what was that like?
Yeah. I basically like lived in my car in college because in fashion, like if you kind of don't really know anybody, It's obviously who you know. So I was going to school. I was working at like Nordstrom or like Bloomingdale's, like a retail job.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like interning. And I don't know if they do like free internships anymore, but I was interning for free.
They're trying to move away from it. But yeah. It was very common.
And so, you were in, where were you in? You were in DTLA, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. So So your parents were in Orange County.
Yeah.
And you're so driving you're all like, over the place.
Driving all over the place. Yeah.
That's intense.
Yeah.
Yeah. So internship, Nordstrom's in Bloomingdale, and school.
And school. Full time.
Yeah.
So
you're a student, you're getting retail experience, and you're trying to intern to kind of climb your way up.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. So I interned kind of everywhere. I interned at like Revolve, obviously Nordstrom.
Obviously.
O'Neill.
What were you interning? Like, were you getting coffee? Were you?
I kind of just did everything. Mm-hmm. So that's the other thing. Like,
because you graduate with your degree, right? Mm-hmm. And then some people specialize in, like, we have a friend who does like PR in fashion specifically. We have you who do e-commerce, digital merchandising.
Correct.
Can you explain kind of like there's buyers?
Yeah. So for me, I think I thought I wanted to do what I did outside of high school. Like I was like, oh, I want to design clothes and, you know, did what I did in my internship. And then like as I got older, I was like, okay, things are changing. I don't really know what to do. But I think what I liked about school is they were very much like, just like your personal style, just try everything.
Hmm.
And I think I read that book, The Defining Decade, about your 20s. Gosh.
Yeah.
I can't believe you read that, yeah.
Yeah, it was like my Bible. It was like, just try everything and anything. And at the end of the day, if you don't like it, you know you don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't know what I do like or what I want to do, but I'm going to try everything. So yeah, I was getting people coffee. I was steaming clothes. I was, at one point I was like helping like I was assistant styling and it would be like returning clothes for Beyonce.
Whoa.
Yeah. So I would drive from like Palmdale to downtown and it'd be like 2 hours unpaid, but I'm like, it's for Beyonce. Like I love fashion. I want to be in like the industry.
Yeah. Right.
But it's like that kind of weeded out what I didn't want to do, what I did want to do. Like, you know,
it gave you more clarity on like what direction you were truly interested in.
Exactly. Yeah.
And how do you get those internships? Is it through the school or are you like searching on Google?
It was kind of a combination of, like school, like our counselors, you kind of like the more you go, the more kind of curated you can get with a person. But yeah, sometimes I was literally like cold emailing a brand being like, I would love to intern for you. I see you have an office. Like I was stalking people like on LinkedIn. Like I know you have an office. Like there's only like a couple of you. I would love to intern for you for free just to like get my foot in the door.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, yeah, come on in.
Wow.
Yeah.
And when you were working at Nordstrom's and Bloomingdale's, does that inform how you thought about fashion or how you thought about, you know, like what you want to do now? Like, does it?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think for me now, it kind of helped me with like the wholesale side of the business versus like direct to consumer, like website, like going straight to .com.
Yeah.
And also like just being a super extrovert, like I love talking to people.
Yeah.
I love clothes, so it kind of like meshed together.
Yeah.
I needed money because it was an unpaid internship.
Yeah.
And then I was also like, okay, do I want to be a visual merchandiser? So I would, you know, come in early or stay late, and I would ask people, like, you know, the people who were doing the installations in the window, like, mm-hmm. I would ask them questions. Yeah, it's kind of an aspect that not a lot of people think about.
Yeah.
But it definitely helps.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. then, like, especially if you move up in the company, and like some of my coworkers from like Nordstrom, they like stayed with like a specific brand.
Right.
And now they work with that brand.
Right.
And if I like what they're doing, or I need a job, or like those connections, mm-hmm. invaluable. Like, I've known them since retail days.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. So you graduated college after having a bunch of like internships and mm-hmm. And retail experience. What did you do first? Where did you apply to first? Did you get the job? Where did you end up first?
I think when I ended college, or like towards the end of college, I was at Revolve for like 6 months.
Wow.
And it was really nice because I would walk to work.
Oh yeah.
Which is unheard of.
Wow.
These days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they're in Cerritos. But yeah, it was like a 6 month internship with the merchandising team. And literally every day I would just steam clothes and like dress models for the photo shoots.
Wait, what is merchandising?
So there's different facets of merchandising, but there's like visual merchandising, which is like you're in the store, you're putting clothes on the mannequins.
Right.
And then like e-commerce visual merchandising. And I think, at Revolve is kind of like the first step I got into what I do now,
mm-hmm.
is basically that concept of merchandising a store, of where the products live or what's being featured on the mannequin. You can have that experience online.
And I'm sure that like skyrocketed in your however long that you've been doing merchandising, because so many people there's so many people who use online shopping.
Like, most shopping's online.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're at Revolve.
Yeah.
And then eventually you're like,
I was kind of like, this is kind of like what I want to do. This is kind of my jam.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then what did you do next?
I went into denim.
Hmm.
I went into denim. I was at J Brand Jeans, which is RIP, no longer a company.
Yeah. Mm.
But again, I was on the e-com team, and I was... they called me like the business admin associate. They basically just made up a name for me, and I moved up in 3 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Because I was like, I want to just learn everything about e-commerce, like any of that. And so I had a mentor for 3 years, and she made me a merchandiser, like a visual merchandiser.
Interesting.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Zara's e-commerce platform situation? I don't know why I just thought of that right now. Because
what is Zara's e-commerce platform situation?
So, okay, I love the app, and in store they've gotten so much better. But sometimes their campaigns are a little questionable.
Yeah. They're just like when you're browsing through. Well, have you shopped on Zara's?
I don't think I've ever shopped online.
They just they'll like put the model in like obscure
scenarios.
I don't even understand how they're selling each of the products. I'm like, what is happening? Yeah, it's been a thing for a while.
Yeah, it's very popular. It's
like the models like rowing a boat
or like doing a back bend or
like eating ice cream, and then you can see like this much of the dress.
Obviously it's working because
it's like a peekaboo moment, so it makes you click to want more.
Yeah,
we're talking about it, so obviously. But
true,
I don't know. What you do is very aesthetically like pleasing and beautiful. And I'm just like, what is this mess?
I think, okay, so to be honest with you, I think since they're just like on a larger scale, they were kind of getting criticism for it, like especially on TikTok.
Oh.
But surprisingly, at a lot of brands that I've been in and the industry wide, it's very common that like they'll take like very beautiful editorial photos. And then as the e-commerce team, you're kind of like, where's the dress? Where's the actual product we're trying to sell?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's very common, but I think, Zara kind of, and I feel like for a while now, they've kind of just been messing with us.
Mm.
I think they're like, just run with it. Because they were talking about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Matt, did you say you've never bought anything online?
Not at Zara.
Oh, okay. But in general, you have. I thought you were like, I've never bought anything online. I was like, whoa.
Let's try it on first. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Well, what do you do now? Because we haven't talked about that. Yeah.
So in the e-commerce space, I am a visual merchandiser. Okay. So essentially, especially recently, I've worked for quite smaller brands. Just, you know, as I said, like I like working for women-owned companies and smaller businesses. But basically encapsulating basically what a storefront would entail, like the mannequins and how things are merchandised on the storefront online. And so I use data and analytics to enhance the shopping experience technically. So unlike an Amazon who uses algorithms and data, it's kind of a little more like archaic or like kind of like where the stem
where you have to kind of interpret
So I can see like in heat maps where the customer is looking, what they're buying, what size they're buying. And so on like a shop all page or like new arrivals, whenever you're shopping, it's kind of, I'm curating the page for you.
What's featured?
Yeah. So what's featured in the emails, on social media, like what's selling really well, what we want to push.
What comes up first too on the page, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I feel like that, I look at the first two rows way harder than I look at that. I'm like, okay, next time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's really interesting. So what are you, so you're using data to inform that. It's not necessarily like a, oh, this is what I feel. It's like,
I'm using data.
Yeah. A lot comes back to math.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
She's like, I want everyone to wear this.
Like literally, sometimes I'll be like, hey, we have a lot of units of like the pant like Maggie's wearing, sold out.
Sold out.
Gone.
Yeah.
Gone. We have a list of items and you are going to tell us, Monica.
Sure.
Smash or pass. And you can say if like you've worn them, if your friends have worn them, how would you style if you had to wear it? Okay. Resin jewelry.
So I haven't participated in this trend. I see like a like the tortoise and like the clear. It's a little more like what do you call it?
I've seen a lot of like chunky rings.
Yeah.
Chunky rings were in for
I was a just while, up in the mountains and there was a store that had resin jewelry and inside they had mini like skeletons.
What?
Of like bird heads.
Oh, the taxidermy.
It's like a taxidermy.
Stuff like that in the resin. And whoa. Like pendants, earrings.
I mean,
I think you'd love that.
I mean, I'm intrigued.
Next trend. It's the next trend.
It's trending.
Yeah, I haven't tried it yet.
The smash or pass?
Pass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about?
I like resin art. Yeah. I don't necessarily want to wear. Yeah. Not to knock anyone who's listening who like loves resin jewelry, but I could be swayed.
I did like that during the pandemic, people were making their own.
Yeah,
That was cute.
Paperweights, cool. Bowls. Yeah. Okay, our next one is teeny tiny purses.
Smash. That is my favorite. I've literally since I was. Yeah, in elementary school. I love a mini bag.
Yeah.
How many teeny tiny purses do you have?
I'm sure Monica has a ton of teeny tiny purses.
How teeny tiny are they?
I mean, you know that Jacques Mousse bag where it's like literally only like a little...
I always think of...
Yeah, like a chapstick.
I think of Lizzo with her teeny tiny Jean... How do you say his name? Jean Mousse.
You were rocking that in third grade?
No.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Not Jacques Mousse.
Not Jacques Mousse. No. I'm so sorry. No.
But teeny tiny purses.
It was more like Dooney and Burke, like mini with your little flip phone.
Yeah.
Wow.
Where it hugs the armpit.
I'm jealous.
Yeah. Low rise jeans. They're coming back. I remember shouting about this like a year ago and they are here.
Yeah.
They're here.
I have to smash.
Really?
I like the way they look on other people. I haven't found a pair that like are long enough for me. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe I need
you're
to find a tailor.
You're just so tall.
So tall. My long
my
legs.
Fans for you. You're so tall.
So tall.
I will say. So like
okay, Matt. I haven't seen you in some low waist jeans. I feel like Matt would look good in low waist jeans.
I used to back in the day. I haven't worn low rise
jeans. Low rise and a crop top.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get to wear our new uniform.
I will say, I was at Seven for All Mankind when like the trend was like we brought it back. Mm. It sold out. It's so weird. But like, I think the low rise like parachute pant.
Yeah.
Or like the low rise relaxed pant is where I'm at.
Not the low rise skinny.
More baggy. Mm. Yeah. Not this. Oh my God. Like with the flare.
That's
like
what I was imagining when they were saying that low rise was coming back. I'm like, low rise and skinny? Oh.
Or like low rise like jean shorts. I can't.
Mm-mm. I like the baggy.
Yeah, the baggy for sure.
Yeah.
What would you wear with? What would you wear a low res? What do you do with the top? Is it a crop or is it
a crop? It's a crop.
Mm-hmm.
Like very, very similar to what you're wearing, but just like a low res.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Show more skin.
Yeah. A lot more skin. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Big pants, small top.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. a denim vest.
God, I hate it because I love vests. But I don't know about the denim.
Yeah. Vests are very in now with like a trouser.
Yeah.
And like solid. Sometimes I've seen stripes too. Yeah. I like that, but denim, no.
Wait, what kind of vest? I've never seen this.
A denim vest.
A denim vest and like matching trouser set. Those are very in right now.
Yeah, I think, I'm going to smash, but it depends how you style it. Because if it's like a, I don't know. Sometimes it can be too boxy, but if it's like a matching set, I love a matching set.
Mm-hmm.
Like with the matching denim pant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Smash.
Smash.
Yeah.
An arm warmer. I haven't seen these so long. Yeah.
With the matching leg warmer.
Whoa.
Part of ballet core.
Mm-hmm.
Ballet core.
Yeah. Oh, and then the earmuffs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, she's already setting the scene. She's ready. She's ready.
I think I have to smash.
Smash.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
capris.
Oh my God. No pass.
Capris. They need to stay away.
Yeah. No.
Come back another time.
If you had a style, if you had to wear capris, how would you do it?
I think I'd do like the 50-60 like pedal pressure.
Okay.
Like beach girl, beach boy, like cute situation.
Okay.
With like a cardigan.
Yeah.
And like an espadrille.
Oh.
That's cute.
Okay.
Like going to the Hamptons. Hello.
Yeah. Coastal grandma.
Thank you.
Yeah. Coastal grandma.
Coastal grandma.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about cardigans as shirts?
Smash.
Smash.
I've done it.
You've done it?
I've done it.
I'm telling you, when you're at the door and you just can put a cardigan on as a shirt.
Yeah. It's great.
It's great.
Oh, you're going to love this one, Monica. I feel like you did have an era where you wore these, but correct me if I'm wrong. Fedoras.
Damn it. Yeah.
I do.
I am shook.
It's so bad because that fashion show, they had to take our headshots.
And oh my God.
I wore a fedora.
And that won you a PacSun deal?
Yeah.
I'm dead. Please find that photo.
Is quaking, yes.
Please find that photo. Oh, ties.
Smash. Forever smash.
Forever smash.
Oh my gosh. You're so accepting. I love it. It's just any and all. You can make it work.
I feel like anyone can be fashionable.
Yeah.
Like fashion has gone in so many different directions, I feel like, since we were younger.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm. But I feel like anyone can be fashionable if they have
the
passion and the confidence.
Yes.
To be like, this is a thing.
Yeah. This is a thing. Hey,
here's my
how
link.
You wear it.
Yes.
You wear
here's
clothes.
My link.
They don't wear you. Yeah.
Shop my affiliate. Ugg boots.
Man, because they're still around.
I'm a smash.
They're
still like Ugg boots.
I love
a
the
lot.
Platform.
I like the platform. I love throwing them on when I'm like going on a little walk.
I still have them.
I still have mine as well. I don't have like the knee high anymore. That's too. You have
the knee high.
I still have the knee high.
You have the
with
knee
the jean
high.
Skirt.
Whoa. Yes. Okay, so she's a smash.
And the skinny scarf. And the shrug.
You are an icon.
Never changed, huh?
Clear plastic boots.
Have you seen those?
I haven't seen those. Ooh.
They're like the Kardashians wore them and then they were a big thing. But the issue was like it would heat up and it would get steamy.
Oh, yes.
It's the what material is that?
Like PVC, I guess they can just call it plastic. Yeah. Yeah, no pass.
Pass.
Yes.
No. Too foggy in there.
They said baby powder for one hack, but or like puncturing holes.
Mm. But it can only ventilate it so much.
Yeah, exactly.
Yuck. Yeah. That was our list.
The list. Well, I want to know, okay, so I feel like I wear running clothes to work every day because I just can't I just am like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Let me just do easy.
Yeah.
But I want to be hot too. So I want to be easy and hot. How would you like, so first
style rainy.
Yeah. How would you go about it? Like, okay. So what are your personal, you know, you don't like trends, mm-mm, but are there trends that like, that you're like, okay, this is like probably going to work for blanket statement, probably for most people.
Sure.
Palatable.
I think it really blew up during the pandemic, but a set
uh-huh
is like, I'm wearing one right now.
Yeah.
You can get away with a lot.
Like a set. What is a set? It's the same
like
color?
Like matching top and bottom.
Uh-huh.
So like if you were in like a workout set, but like instead of like the skinny like yoga pant, it was like a little flare.
Uh-huh.
Already elevated.
Oh.
Yeah. And then like a workout top that's like maybe a little longer, but it's still a little croppy. You look even more put together.
I'm inspired.
Yeah.
That's easy.
Yeah.
And it will, yeah.
Yeah.
You look, you're like, oh yeah, they put effort.
Exactly.
Juicy Couture ran, so everyone else could walk.
Exactly. Exactly. Again, also back.
Also back?
The velour.
Yes.
Really?
Very back.
Very.
Back. You heard it first.
Maggie, where's your
You heard it first? I'm running to Saks
with your Uggs.
With my Uggs.
Mm-hmm.
My juicy socks.
Are there emerging trends that you're like, this is a like red flag, or that you're like excited about?
Okay, so I've been thinking about this, and Maggie, I would love your input.
Mm.
So American Apparel was so big in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So like Y2K is happening right now with the skater shoes. But in high school, it was like that purple color with V-necks, with the head like band things, and like the shutter glasses, and a lot of neon from the 80s.
Oh, yes, I remember this.
Do you see that coming back?
I don't know.
Because I'm scared.
I'm scared. I did not understand those glasses.
Yeah, like the color purple, that like that specific shade of purple, and like V-necks, mm-hmm, and like suspenders.
I'm terrified.
And then like the tall Converse.
Oh, all the way to the knee.
Mm-hmm.
I hope not.
That's like the trend.
I'm okay to not be fashionable, or like not.
If that's
like if that's what if that's what we're go- if that's where we're going, I'm just like, well, just forget about me then.
Right? Just like, I'm going to stick to what works for me.
Yeah.
Like not trendy. But that's the trend that I'm scared of.
Yeah.
Like that was in high school. Yeah. It's like bright colors, the V-necks. And I'm like.
Matt, did you ever have any periods where you like had a weird fashion quirk?
Well, when they had the pop collars.
Oh, you're a pop collar.
You popped your collar.
Double popped.
Yes.
Double popped collar.
Oh my God. Find that.
You have to, you got to get a fix.
Find the
fix.
I remember doing that, but then after that, I feel like I didn't really have a lot, you know, like.
Yeah.
What was your uniform? What were you wearing? Cargo shorts.
No, I never wore
shorts. Khaki.
I don't know.
I was
always big into sweaters, but I also lived like where it was cold, so I'd be in sweaters all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, was it like Lacoste polo, or was it like Abercrombie Hollister?
I feel like it was like Abercrombie polos.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were the cool
all
one.
Like the different colors, you know?
Yeah.
It's so many colors.
Oh my God. And the pink and the greens, mm-hmm, the pinks and the blues.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They can't be the same color polo. No, they have to be different colors.
Double pop.
Yeah, double pop in.
Yeah.
Double pop.
Did you do that, Maggie?
No, I wasn't. I didn't.
I feel like
maybe you'll get it this next time.
Next time around, you'll be
quiet luxury.
No, we had to wear polos already for school, so I just did not want to continue wearing polos because, like, I feel like maybe I liked fashion. Like, I was interested in fashion so much. It was because it was the only way that I was able to express myself, whereas other people have music and other interests and other ways that they can express themselves. I felt like this was like my only, I was like, I need to, mm-hmm, I must do something for me.
How would you describe your style now? What message are you giving with your outfit? Mm. I could come up with it, but I want to hear what you think.
My approach now is just comfy.
Yeah.
Comfy. Mm.
But you like, I'm comfy. Like, I feel like you have like
these are like big old pants.
That's true. But you also like look chic.
Thanks. Thank you so much. I feel like I accessorize more.
Mm-hmm.
Not right now, obviously, but now that I feel like I used to kind of scoff at accessories when I was younger, just because I was just focused on the main event.
Yes.
Whereas now I feel like I get more excited.
Now that you're a senora.
I'm a senora now. So I get excited by bolsas.
Like a senora.
My bolsas is mis lentes. I get excited about like a nice earring, a fun earring, a nice bag, shoes. Mm. I've always liked accessories, but more excited about them now.
Are you, when you're getting accessories, do you want something that pops or do you want something that goes with everything?
For day to day, I like something that goes with everything. Like I have rings and stuff that I wear pretty daily, but
yeah,
I like to have nice little pops every once in a while.
Question for both of you. What's your favorite thing? What's your favorite article of clothing under $50?
I love stuff. A good t-shirt that's like $35.
Yeah, yeah. I like a good comfy shirt. Top.
Yeah. Well, and speaking of Maggie's a senora, did you go to her wedding?
I did.
Oh, for a second, I was just worried for one second. I was like, what if she didn't go?
It's okay.
How was it?
It got beautiful.
It was magical. So fun.
You made me cry.
Aww. You're so cute. Yeah.
What do you remember from it? What was it like?
Okay, well, first of all, I stepped out of that van and I stepped into that little garden.
Yeah.
And I was greeted with a baby Corona. Aww. And I said, hell yeah.
Yeah.
I'm at her wedding now.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
I love the Coronitas, the little ones.
Yeah, the Coronitas.
They're so cute.
Yeah. It was my first time in Mexico, too.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. And you've been back like multiple times.
Oh, my God. I went like four times. And I just said the Sayulita. Yeah.
Yeah. No
there you yeah. go. You're like the awesome favorite place in the world.
Yeah.
Seems like that. Yeah.
What was your favorite look of Maggie's?
Oh, oh yeah.
Like all of her wedding outfits. God. You know, because she had like.
Yeah,
all the photo, the engagement photo pictures yeah. she sent out, all the different. She had like 17 parties when we were there, so she had a look for every single
17
one.
17 parties.
I mean,
which outfit was your favorite?
Okay, well, the wedding dress, obviously, because okay. you were keeping it a secret.
Yeah,
and so I was like genuinely like,
what is she gonna wear?
She looks. Stunning.
Aww.
Like when I saw you.
I know. It was hard to keep from you because Monica was like, hello, what are you wearing?
And I was like,
what are you gonna wear? What are you gonna wear? What are you gonna wear?
Yeah. Yeah.
Secret.
Hair up, hair down, long.
I honestly, yeah. And fun fact, I didn't know if I was going to change, but I ended up like sweating profusely. I didn't really have like a second look planned. Like sometimes people go to the bridal salon and they'll have like their second look already picked out or whatever. Mm-hmm. Monica helped me decide like 2 weeks before. Mm-hmm. On
Monica's like, you need this.
Yes. She was like, you need something to like change out. Wear this. So Monica.
You chose it out?
She styled
me. Yeah, I did.
Oh. She was just sending me suggestions. Nice. And I was like, oh, this one. Done.
Yes. Well, because you love like a little pop, but also you want to be comfy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, wearing a wedding dress all night is kind of a lot. It's like
I wanted to be
fabric.
In it for so yeah. long. I was,
you know,
I was in it
can
for
only
a
be
while.
So close
you were.
To you.
Yeah, but it started to chafe, and I was like, I'm sweating. I need another.
It's not made for a long time comfort.
But the green was.
That's what I was going to say. My favorite
the
was
green. The
green look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was excited to not wear white, but that was a fun
I really
dress.
Loved that idea of wearing each other's like favorite colors.
Mm-hmm.
And the color situation. I loved that.
I didn't know that's why. That's so cute.
Yeah.
That's adorable.
It wasn't like directly, but
yeah.
Zach wanted to wear something fun. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you should do it for the walking party.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because like we're having multiple things, so you should have fun that day.
Wait, what's...
He wanted to do like a printed suit. I was like, do it. Yeah. But then he decided on the purple.
The purple. And that's your favorite color?
It's one of my favorite colors, but Zach's obviously is green. I think that kind of happened organically. It wasn't.
Oh,
planned.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like I've started to like green, more not green. So much just because it's Zach's color, but green's a good color.
Green is a good color.
It's a great color.
It's a great
it looks
color.
Great on you.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
What did you think of Zach when you first met him?
I love Zach. Zach is so sweet.
Yeah.
And I love it because he just, it's just like you guys, he was like, the fashion girly is here.
He's here. She's here to tell us what to do.
But I think, so you had like, I'm like the West Coast fashion girly.
Mm-hmm.
And Zach's like the cool New
Chinko.
York. Yeah.
Yeah.
Chinko.
Chinko jeans. All those
and
fun
like,
stuff.
Like he has like fashion people on like the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
So it was cool like to like.
Interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For especially for women, what do you think of is the main difference between East and West Coast fashion?
I feel like
I mean, New York and LA.
I love New York. New York, they just go for it.
Literally, I went to New York and I was like, this is a fashion show.
Yes.
I was on the street and everybody looks amazing.
The bodega.
Yeah.
To just anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Go for your hot girl walk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So put together.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And I'm like, definitely experimental.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. My best friend lives there, and she's just like
much more formal.
Mm-hmm. Much more formal. Mm-hmm. And how is West Coast? What would you describe?
It's way more laid back. Yeah. Like the whole, like, I think like the activewear kind of like scene is so much bigger over here.
Yeah.
And it's a little more acceptable over here. Mm-hmm. Like super casual where, you know, we're on the coast, like beach. Yeah. And
we don't have public transit. You don't interact with as many people.
Yeah.
But they, I feel like the trends start there and then they trickle over here.
Yeah. They're closer to Europe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's where Fashion Week is. There's a reason why Fashion Week's over there.
Exactly.
They're better.
Yeah.
They're better at it.
They're better.
I love New York. I do want to add, though.
Yes.
When I met Zach the first time, that man loves a coat or a sweater and going for it.
Yeah.
And so I was like, and I brought Maggie this big, like faux shearling coat.
Yeah.
That man saw it and he was like putting
mine.
It on.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. I was like, Zach, this is not for you. And he's like, mine.
Do you have a favorite fashion competition show?
America's Next Top Model.
Monica and I used
to. Is that it? America's Next Top Model.
Do you want to be on
we
top?
We were for you.
Oh my God. We were all rooting for you.
I think that's the OG, as problematic as it was.
Yeah, it was.
That we didn't know?
No, we didn't know at the
time. That was like the OG. Mm-hmm. But like, I feel like when
there's
I was
so
growing
many
up,
now,
there's so like. Many now. Yeah. But like Project Runway was.
Project Runway.
And it's, fun fact, Project Runway Juniors, I interviewed to be a mentor.
Wow. Oh.
Juniors, I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah. Wait, is it already out? Project Runway Juniors?
Yeah, it was like 2013.
Oh, my God, I've never heard of that.
Yeah, I interviewed to be like a mentor.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah. You like sew the garment for the kid.
Yeah, you like help them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You use the power tools for them.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly. That's fun. I never watched that.
Yeah.
That sounds cute.
But yeah, Project Runway was like the OG.
Yeah.
Yeah. Avita Zen.
Yeah, right. Avita Zen. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Avita Zen.
Tim Gunn, just iconic.
I know. He really is, right? Yeah. Just the voice.
Mm-hmm.
You
doesn't
hear
age.
His voice, just says one word, and you're like, oh my God, that's him.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. I love this the shade, like, is this what you're working on? And they're like, they're already halfway through, and they're like, yes.
Right? Yeah. And he's like, I'm concerned for you.
Yeah.
With this direction.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I'm trying to think of other, like, iconic fashion TV shows.
My favorite is The Jersey Shore.
Oh my God.
Is that where you pulled your fashion info?
I think Snooki was iconic for a little while.
Yeah.
I feel like Snooki would love a small purse, you know, tiny purse.
Yeah.
Tiny purse for a tiny lady.
Well, very popular right now is like those raver boots, like the fur boots.
Oh, she did wear a lot of those. Yeah.
A lot of those, like the furry shoes. Mm-hmm. That's very popular right now.
So, you know, the show that I find where the fashion is just kind of ridiculous is Selling Sunset. Have you seen that?
Yes.
And they're like at a showing at like 2 p.m. and they're in like these crazy.
Have you seen like the difference between season one and season whatever we're on for?
Four,
three?
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Their budgets.
This is not realistic.
Their budgets have increased.
Their budgets have definitely increased.
Yeah.
Even season one.
They're always wearing the most ridiculous outfits.
Yeah. I mean, it went from Fashion Nova to everyone pick a house.
Yeah, right.
Everyone picked their fashion house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like one of you is Balenciaga, one of you is Versace.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like their clothes or do you think it's well executed?
It's very LA.
Uh-huh.
It's very, I mean, then again, Barbiecore is so in right now.
Mm.
Like with the Barbie movie, the pink, like Versace pink, Valentino pink.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was kind of ahead of its time before the Barbie thing. I want to say. I don't know. I think it's like, if you know, it's like that like Real Housewife kind of scripted situation. Yeah. I'm like slay. Because I love Drag Race.
Right.
Like,
Paul and all that. Yeah. Like if it's that campy.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to like stick to that. I'm like, yes.
Well, thank you so much for being with us here. Sitting with us here today, Monica. It's been so fun to talk about fashion. Where can all the people find you? What are your Instagrams, your Facebooks? What's your handle?
Sure. It's Have You Met Monica.
Exactly. Have You Met Monica?
Yes. I'm on Instagram. I'm on TikTok.
Yay.
And you're going to be posting your PacSun designs.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
tomorrow.
We had to see your PacSun design. We need to see the tie photos. Yes. You have a lot of things to post.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Monica. And don't forget to continue washing your hands, being kind to yourself, being kind to others, getting vaccinated, registering to vote. And we will see you next time. Bye. Bye.